Thank you. Thank you very much, Sergio, for moderating this session. I think it's been a very interesting one, at least as far as I'm concerned. We have seen confirmation that parliaments can work with other stakeholders, national human rights institutions, NGOs, journalists, the media. It's a package, and of course, the judiciary. That is one of the main arms of any state. I think that the point was made by Irene that you know, there is each of these arms should work at arm's length from each other, but that their roles are mutually reinforcing. I think that that was a good message that came out. So you have the government with the three arms, executive, judiciary, and the legislative, working together with stakeholders that are outside the system in order to achieve the noble objective of defending human rights. Thank you so much. Those words, I think that we've come to the end of this morning's session. Let me thank all of the panelists on your behalf and my own personal behalf. Thank you very much for your very useful contribution to our deliberations, and your recommendations, I'm sure, have not fallen on deaf ears. We will certainly follow through with implementation as we move forward. We will resume our proceedings this afternoon at 3 p.m. prompt, and we will then take on item 5, which is the how to enhance involvement of parliaments in international human rights mechanisms. Thank you all. I wish to thank the interpreters too for, I think, breaking down the barriers once again for us. And we hope that we can all enjoy our lunch and come back here strengthened to continue our proceedings. Thank you very much.